Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The official word from Punxsutawney Phil.
There's a shadow up here. Get ready for six more weeks of winter this year.
The Groundhog Day celebrations in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. There are other events planned in other parts of the country as well. February could bring a trade war in the forecast after President Trump announced tariffs on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China. Economists say the average American family could spend about $830 more this year because of tariffs. Authorities are investigating the mid-air collision between the Black Hawk helicopter and American Airlines jet Wednesday that killed 67 people. They say about a second before impact, the jet's flight recorder showed a change in pitch, but did not say whether that meant pilots were trying to avoid a crash. Meanwhile, the investigation continues into the air ambulance crash in Philadelphia on Friday that killed all six people on board and one on the ground. This is ABC News. 5-year-old boy in Michigan was killed after a hyperbaric oxygen chamber exploded while he was inside. His mother was injured. ABC's Christian Cordero says the cause is under investigation.
According to the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, state law does not require these treatment facilities to be licensed or regulated. In a statement, the Oxford Center saying, "Nothing like this has happened in our more than 15 years of providing this type of therapy," adding, "We will participate in all of the investigations."
It's not clear if the chamber had a fire suppression system. Big cities across the Midwest and the Plains were once dotted with stockyards, which moved cattle across the country by rail, but they've now shifted to more rural areas, and now the only stockyard remaining in a big city is up for sale, the 100-acre Oklahoma National Stockyards in Oklahoma City. Up to 10,000 head of cattle move through each week. It's for sale for $27 million. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we had a weather system pass through overnight with some scattered light precipitation. Most of that has now shifted over parts of north and east Wisconsin, moving away from us. And we get to enjoy some unseasonably warm weather today in the wake of the system, although kind of cloudy this morning. Hopefully we'll catch a few peaks of sun this afternoon. The next system dropping in from the northwest later tonight could bring a strip of moderate snow from around central Minnesota into northern and central Wisconsin through tomorrow morning, where up to 4 or 5 inches could fall. We'll be south of that band here, but we could still see some patchy light mixed precipitation, so watch your travel conditions early tomorrow. Could be some slick spots. We are looking at a dry and cool day for Tuesday. Then the next low pressure system will sweep across the area Wednesday afternoon into early Thursday. Could bring us a bit of light snow or mixed precipitation. Behind that, things are looking quiet again going into Friday and Saturday. So here's the forecast for today. Look for cloud cover, possibly mixing with a few breaks of sunshine. High temperature reaching near 46. Southeast wind becoming southwest up to 10. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of patchy freezing drizzle or sleet later on. Low temperature 29 degrees. Tomorrow, 30% chance of spotty light wintry mix in the morning. Mostly cloudy and cooler with a high of 37. The wind northeast to north at 8 to 15. For Monday night, partly cloudy and cool, low at 15 degrees. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy and cool, with highs holding in the mid to upper 20s. For Wednesday, cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered light wintry mix by the afternoon. Low about 18 with a high near 32. For Thursday, light snow showers or wintry mix in the morning, then peaks of sunshine later. Low 23 with a high of 30. And Friday, partly cloudy and chilly, high at 24. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a slightly foggy 29 degrees, up from a morning low of 26. Yesterday, our high was 29 and no precipitation. Record high for this day set in 2020 at 51, while a record low of 40 below was set in 1951. Last year on this day, our high was 35 and our low 29. As for the sunset today, that will be at 5:15, sunrise tomorrow at 7:15. Just some light mist falling during the early hours. The barometer is holding steady at 29.86, and we have light winds out of the southwest. Again, it's 29 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO 100.9.
WRCO News this morning is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. On Monday, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin will tour the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center at UW-Madison and hear how the federal funding she secured is helping combat the fentanyl crisis across Wisconsin. Senator Baldwin secured $2 million for the Wisconsin Opioid Overdose Response Center, funding that the Trump administration has potentially put in jeopardy as he pushes to cut funding. The American Red Cross is encouraging you to give blood or platelets now to help protect the blood supply from the ongoing impact of severe winter weather and wildfires. Donors of all blood types, particularly type O negative blood donors, and those giving platelets are needed to help save lives. due to the weather and fires, Red Cross blood drive cancellations have grown into the hundreds. Collectively, this has resulted in more than 12,000 uncollected blood and platelet donations in January. As winter weather and illnesses continue to plague individuals, this could continue to further strain the blood supply. Additionally, hazardous weather conditions have the potential to make it tougher to move vital blood products across the Red Cross network, possibly affecting deliveries to hospitals in some locations. You have several opportunities to give this week. The first will be Tuesday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. The second will be Wednesday from 9 to 2 at the Wisconsin Heights High School. A third blood drive will be held on Thursday from 11:30 to 5 at Don Larson Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Baraboo. The fourth and final blood drive this week will be held on Friday from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland. You can schedule a time to give by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction announced on Thursday the online application period for the public school enrollment open enrollment program for the 2025-26 school year opens Monday and runs through April 30th. Parents and guardians can apply to send their children to any public school district in Wisconsin during the 2025-26 school year through the open enrollment program. Application materials and additional information on the program are available on the DPI's website. School districts are required to notify applicants by June 6th on the status of their open enrollment application. Transportation to and from a non-resident school, in most circumstances, is the responsibility of the parent or guardian. However, some school districts may provide partial transportation. To assist in submitting open enrollment applications, a directory of public school districts is available on the DPI's website. Additional information from an open enrollment consultant is available toll-free by calling 888-245-2732 or by emailing openenrollment@dpi.wi.gov. The public school open enrollment program is funded by state general equalization aid transfers between sending and receiving school districts, with the transfer amount calculated on provisions. Resident districts cannot deny a student's open enrollment application for cost reasons. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for the Angler Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program. Funding from the grant program is used to help grow the number of anglers in Wisconsin and expand angling activities. Past recipients have used this grant to support in-depth angler education programs at schools, fly fishing classes for women and veterans, training for people promoting accessible fishing, and to expand fishing programs at camps for children. Community and recreation centers also are good fits for these programs. Programs for adults who never learned how to fish, as well as youth programs that go beyond one-day events, will also be considered. Grant cycles are for 2 years, and funding will become available to the recipient once a grant agreement is signed by all parties, approximately 1 year after the application is submitted. As a reimbursement grant, only expenses incurred after the grant agreement is signed will be covered. A total of $30,000 is available for projects, with individual grant awards up to $5,000. Application materials are available for download through the DNR's Angler R3 grant program webpage. The deadline to submit grant applications is Tuesday, February 18th. Democrats have elected Ken Martin, the party leader in Minnesota, to lead the National Party. They're turning to a low-profile Midwestern political operative to coordinate their resistance to Donald Trump's presidency. Martin succeeds Jamie Harrison of South Carolina atop the Democratic National Committee. Harrison didn't seek another term after the 2024 election, when Trump became the first Republican to win the popular vote in two decades and made modest gains with core Democratic constituents, such as African Americans, Latinos, and working class voters. The vote took place Saturday outside the nation's capital. Aurora Healthcare is ending its partnership with Walgreens in Wisconsin. The 8 locations that are opening will close next week. 5 of them are in the Milwaukee area. Aurora officials say they're focusing on virtual services instead of in-person options. Another Tolma School District school was placed on hold after a bullet was found in a bathroom Thursday. Students were held in classrooms while law enforcement investigated any potential threats and searched for weapons at Tolma Middle School. No threat or weapons were found. Last week, Tolma High School had to be placed on hold after bullets were found in a bathroom there, making it the second time in just 6 days the ammunition was found in a Tolma School District building. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Kent Thede.
Richland Center Incorporated as a Village first meets February 1st, 1867. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to usgenweb.info, Chapter 29, under the heading Village Government, in September of 1866, a movement was put forth to secure the incorporation of Richland Center. It was a village that they were desiring under the state statutes, and was so incorporated in October of that same year. The first meeting of the trustees of the newly organized village was first held February 1st, 1867. It took place in the room of D.L. Downs' store. The officers who were present were as follows: D.L. Downs, President, D.E. Pease, G.H. James, C. Wagner, John Fitzgerald, C.H. Smith, and L.D. Gage, all trustees. The organization of the board took place and after appointed a committee consisting of D.L. Downs, L.D. Gage, and C.H. Smith to draft bylaws and to make a design for the village seal. The first ordinance passed by this august body was one for the prevention and the extinguishment of conflagrations in the village. What are conflagrations? That would be an extensive fire that destroys a great deal of land or property. Preceding this information was the creation of an artesian well in the village. What is an artesian well, you ask? An artesian well is well brings groundwater to the surface without pumping because it's under pressure within a body of rock or sediment known as an aquifer. An aquifer is a body of permeable rock which can contain or transmit groundwater. The village board, as early as 1875, agitated the question of boring an artesian well for the purpose of increasing facilities for extinguishing fires and for the supplying of good water generally. But nothing definite was reached until February of 1876, when a contract was entered into by them with Maurice O'Connor and Daniel Canfield of Varango, Pennsylvania, when they engaged to drill a well on Lot 3 in Block 8. The said well to be tubed into an entire length, which was not to exceed 1,000 feet. And the price agreed upon and put forth in this contract was $3 per foot. These gentlemen at once set to work and soon had a hole in the ground. But when they reached the depth of 744 feet, the drill encountered igneous rock in the form of granite. And knowing that no water veins existed in that matter, that was given up for the time. Water was reached long before that depth had been attained, but no flow. The well now stands with water in it up to a few feet from the surface, and a project on foot put forth is a system of waterworks, having for a base of supply the artesian well, as the supply of water is inexhaustible. One or two things about the attempt made in the county to get a flowing well with that like result. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering Richland Center's Death by Chocolate.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. A perfect gift for your sweetheart this month is a membership to the Richland County Historical Society. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Sunday, February 2nd. Wilma M. Rounds, 95 of Boscobel, died January 18th. A funeral service will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home today from 11 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Cemetery Association or the Boscobel Rescue Squad are appreciated. Wilma M. Rounds, 95 of Boscobel. George L. Blake, 89 of Boscobel, died January 25th. The funeral service will be held on Tuesday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Service of Boscobel. Burial will be at the Prairie Cemetery in Fenimore. Friends may call at the funeral home on Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. George L. Blake, 89 of Boscobel. Bruce Tesmer, 73 of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held on Wednesday from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held on Sunday, February 16th, starting at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Bruce Tesmer, 73 of Richland Center. And Thomas Berger, 71 of rural Sextonville, passed away on Saturday. Funeral services are pending with the Clary Memorial Funeral Home for Thomas Berger, 71 of rural Sextonville.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships where the customer is first since 1948.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price. The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be. Sending birthday and anniversary wishes today to many area people here on WRCO. Happy birthday. We'll start it off to my daughter-in-law, Gina Lee Moore, with love from Sharon. Happy birthday today to Connie Tracy from Bill and Rita. Happy birthday and happy Groundhog's Day to my wife and best friend, Mary Sandmeyer. Thanks for all you do from Norm. Happy birthday to the best mom and grandma, Mary Sandmeyer, from Chris, Aaron, Noah, Dylan, and Tyson. Happy birthday to Mary Sandmeyer. Have a great day from your neighbors down the street. Happy birthday to Mary Sandmeyer once more today, this time from Paul and Lou. Happy birthday to Claire Harris. Happy birthday wishes going out to Claire from Mom, Kip, Bailey, and Mackenzie. Another birthday wish going out to Mary Sandmeyer today. Happy birthday, Mary, from the Dietz family. Happy birthday to Fernando Reyes from Mom. Happy birthday wishes today going out to Kim Hatfield from Mom, Dad, Wesley, Nevaeh, and Troy. Happy birthday wishes today on behalf of the Richland Center Lions going out to Scott Goplin, Seth Bob, Gina Lee Moore, and Mary Sandmeyer. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions would like to wish Sarah Adamson, Bree Bartles, Seth Bob, Elena Marie Broadbent, Emily Chitwood, and Catherine Pinkham a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Ed Robertson today from Bob and Heidi. The Richland Center United Methodist Church wishes Connie Tracy and Maxton Woodman a very happy birthday. Also, happy birthday today to Rita Adams and Melanie Fogey from the Little Willow Birthday Club. To all of you celebrating your big day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we just hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports this morning is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services. For WRCO Sports, good morning. I'm Bo Henricks. And in high school sports from this weekend, on Saturday, it was in boys basketball Royal defeating Blair Taylor 73-50. Platteville scored a 73-63 win over Monona Grove, while it was Wisconsin Dells 64 edging out Reedsburg 61. Cambridge defeating Broadhead by a score of 78-62. The Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team getting the win over Northwestern 75-69. Also in Big Ten play, Washington defeated Minnesota 71-68, and it was Michigan 66, Rutgers 63. Milwaukee Brewer catcher William Contreras agreed to a one-year contract guaranteeing $6.1 million, avoiding an arbitration hearing. A two-time All-Star, Contreras had asked for $6.5 million and had been offered $5.6 million when proposed figures were exchanged. His deal with the reigning National League Central champions includes a team option for 2026. Contreras, 27, batted .281 with a .365 on-base percentage, 23 homers, and 92 RBIs in 155 games last year, and was an All-Star for the second time in three seasons. He hit .289 in 2023 with a .367 on-base percentage, 17 homers, and 78 RBIs in 141 games. Russell Wilson doesn't want to talk about the Las Vegas Raiders. The 36-year-old quarterback is focused on returning to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wilson, who was added to the Pro Bowl games as an alternate when Buffalo's Josh Allen pulled out this week, is a pending free agent after spending 1 year in Pittsburgh. He says, "I've got a lot more ball left in me." Wilson stepped aside several questions about potentially returning and reuniting with former Seattle coach Pete Carroll in Las Vegas. The Raiders hired the 73-year-old Carroll last month, and speculation quickly followed that Wilson might join him in Vegas, but Wilson insists Pittsburgh is his number one destination. Luka Doncic is being traded by the reigning Western Conference champion Dallas Mavericks to the LA Lakers for Anthony Davis, a person said recently. Doncic, Maxi Kleber, and Markieff Morris are headed to the Lakers, while Davis and Max Christie are going to Dallas. A 2,500 three-pointer for his career and his 10th triple-double this season. Not bad. 31st trip to Madison Square Garden for LeBron James. Pretty good first one for Bronny James, too. LeBron did it all in his favorite place to play Saturday night, finishing with 33 points, 12 assists, and 11 rebounds in the LA Lakers' 128-112 victory over the New York Knicks. James improved to 23-8 at Madison Square Garden, where his son had never been before Saturday. And Bronny got in late in the game and made a left-handed layup on his only shot attempt. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Worthy is the Lamb. forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love. Joy to honor you. Sing it again. Amazing love. Amazing love. How can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love.
Jesus, you. Now is the time to give. just as you are before your love.
Your name in the land that is plentiful. where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory. Blessed be your name. When the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. On the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory.
Lord, I pray that there might be and less of me. Less of me.